A temporary student housing project on Gordon Street is set to be replaced with a larger, permanent facility, one that's bigger than a plan rejected by City Council in 2022. The Ontario Land Tribunal, OLT, recently approved an agreement between the developer and city officials that allows for the former Days Inn building at 785 Gordon Street to be demolished and replaced with an 11-story structure containing 463 student housing units, including 724 bedrooms, as well as 455 sq.m. of retail space. The tribunal finds that the proposal supports residential intensification, will create a range of purpose-built, student housing options in an appropriate location planned for growth, and is of an appropriate type and scale to be compatible with the surrounding area, explains the decision, dated January 9. In addition, the proposal features a compact, well-designed built form, supports transit and active transportation modes, and efficiently utilizes existing and planned municipal infrastructure. The site's owner, 2,371,633 Ontario Inc., filed an OLT appeal following City Council's 2022 rejection of its proposal to turn the former hotel building into a 10-story building with 389 units, including 520 individual bedrooms. In the lead-up to that rejection, several area residents spoke in favor of the city staff recommendation to refuse official plan and zoning amendments, raising concerns about noise and parking in particular. The appeal hearing began in October and was expected to take 10 days, but was adjourned after a single day and a subsequent settlement hearing was held, resulting in an agreement being reached between the city and site owner. It's that agreement the OLT has now approved. Area residents weren't involved in the appeal, with only the developer and city taking part. Ahead of September 2023, the University of Guelph signed a 3-year lease with the owner to convert the existing hotel building into a student residence, known as Gordon Hall. Efforts to reach university officials for comment on the OLT decision and the status of its lease weren't immediately successful. At the time the leased, 2-story residence launched, it included 86 rooms with housing for 169 students, university staff and advisors.